love. God is love, but he's very much more than this, but he is love. 1 John 4, 7-12. That is my conclusion after a lifetime of being with him and slowly getting to know him. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Psalm 103:8. Understanding that when you accept Jesus, you enter into his royal family and become a child of God. Know that he is a good and loving father, and that he wants to meet all your needs. Philippians 4:19. We have security, intimacy, and assurance that God works to the good of all that love him. Romans 8:28. Now that's what I call love. I look toward God, lean upon him, accept that I need him and trust him. Read more about God is love and also 7 breathtaking privileges of being a child of God. But what does this love look like? The Bible is his personal story of how he not only created the universe, Genesis 1:1, but also everything in it, including you and me. It is his desire to have relationship with us and to look after us, no matter how many times we have slipped up. Biblical love is not a mushy, romantic kind of love, but is described as love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. I find this an interesting insight into the God of the universe. This website is dedicated to our Father in heaven, his unconditional love for us, and the many ways in which he can heal us. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to die for us, so that the way back into relationship with God the Father would be open to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. When Jesus died on the cross, he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, you and me included, for all time, so that he made it possible for everyone to come into relationship with God. No one is excluded. This is the way in which God shows his unconditional love for us. He does not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, to come into that place of being sorry for breaking his commandments, and to want to change their life around, knowing that they can't do it by themselves, but need God's help. 2 Peter 3:9. The advice from the book of Proverbs, one of the books of wisdom in the Bible, is simple. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health, your very bones will vibrate with life. Proverbs 3:7-8. We also need to realise that no matter what we suffer in our bodies or in our mind in this life, God's plan is to give his children, that's those who accept Jesus, an everlasting body which never wears out, with no more crying, and never has any pain. Revelation 21:4. This is an end to suffering in our bodies and in our minds for all eternity. This is the ultimate in healing. May God bless you richly in your search for healing and wholeness. Healing through God's love. God's healing space. God's love brings healing. Healing through God's love testimonies. I'm healed because God loves me. Margaret, God's love overcame depression. Heartache and healing, Nichols' story, its loss of son, and science behind healing through love. Love heals the powerful effects of love. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit Accepting Jesus. Prayer and fasting. Prayer is simply talking to God, whether that is out loud or praying silently in your mind, since he understands our thoughts from afar, Psalm 139:2. Prayer can be done anywhere at any time, since he neither slumbers nor sleeps, Psalm 121:4. It is reassuring to know that God even hears our prayers when we're not even able to put them into words. For example, when we are too tired or feeling weighed down with the burdens of life. The Bible says the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. Even Jesus himself prays on our behalf. Romans 8:34. Since God is sovereign, he can hear and respond to any prayer. Jesus once said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." John 6:37. However, as a Christian, you have the special privilege of coming boldly before God. Hebrews 4:16. Since he is your heavenly Father and he sees you as his child. Being a kind, loving Father, he loves to hear his children and welcomes them into his presence, where there is fullness of joy, Psalm 16:11. If you'd like to become a member of God's family, go to Accepting Jesus. There are typically three ways in which God can respond. Yes, no, and wait. Yes, the request has a good motive and fits with God's timing. No, the request has wrong motives, James 4:3. Or he has something even better for you, to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. Wait. The request has good motives, but is not in God's perfect timing. I found the following article on waiting very helpful. When your prayers aren't answered and God says wait, here are five truths to remember. The Bible has many stories of God saying yes. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Psalm 107:19 to 21. By focusing on God and not on your problem, he encourages you to release all of your burdens onto him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Be open and honest with God. Remember, he is omniscient, meaning that he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows everything you have said and done and also understands your suffering, since he has suffered much. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 2:18. Prayers really do count. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, Philippians 4:6. If you are struggling with the shame or guilt of things that you have done wrong in your life, the Bible calls this sin, then know that we have a God of grace and mercy who wants to help you. As a child of God, when you confess your sins to God, this brings his forgiveness and he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. However, we are required to forgive others their sins against us. Otherwise, we will not be forgiven by God. Matthew 6:15. Why is fasting associated with prayer and healing? Fasting deepens our desire for God and so improves our spiritual relationship with God. It helps us to focus not on materialistic things, but instead look to the spiritual aspects of God, those things which he wants to give us, but we are too busy looking elsewhere. Healing is also linked to fasting, since it strengthens our prayer life. Jesus responded to his disciples when they were unable to cast out a demonic spirit by saying, "But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Matthew 17:21. What is prayer? Prayer healing testimonies, worship night, Leah healing story, paralysis of spine. Her prayers helped pull me out of occult-fueled madness. Healing testimony, Lauren Evans, hearing regained. Sandra's grandmother's testimony of healing, disabled baby able to eat for first time. Fulton Street revival, spiritual and social renewal. Healing prayer videos, healing prayer in Jesus' name. Prayers for healing, be healed by the grace of God. Pray for health and rest. Written prayers, prayers for healing and wholeness. Scientific findings on the benefits of prayer. Prayer reduces stress levels, which are a major risk factors for disease. So with prayer, the body's metabolism decreases, the heart rate slows, blood pressure goes down, and our breath becomes calmer and more regular. This also brings feelings of control, tranquil alertness, and peace of mind. This has a knock-on effect on illnesses like depression, high blood pressure, ulcers, and migraine headaches that are caused at least in part by elevated levels of stress and anxiety. Why people who pray are healthier than those who don't. A prayer for personal healing. God, you know me so well. You created me. You know the number of hairs on my head, and you even know the thoughts conceived in my heart before I ever vocalize them. You've told us to come to you and ask for every need of life. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And you have the final word on my destiny, the number of years I'll live and serve you on earth. I'm coming to you today as your child, longing to hear from you and asking for your divine healing. There's so much I don't understand about life, but I do know that with one touch, one word, you can make me whole. Please forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of my unrighteousness, and begin your healing from the inside out. I don't always know what your will is, Lord, especially in times like now, when I desperately seek your face. I offer you no promises, no bargains, no deals to exchange for my health. I simply bow my heart before you to tell you the desire of my heart. I want to spend as many years as I can loving you here, loving others, and wanting to become more like you. However you choose to accomplish that is up to you and okay with me. If you use doctors to provide healing, give them wisdom to know what to do. Regardless of how you accomplish it, the healing you give is always miraculous and you deserve all the praise. I absolutely believe you have the power to heal. You demonstrated that on earth and you still heal in miraculous ways today. Even when my faith is weak, you say it is enough, and my love for you is strong. And I know you already hold my heart and life in your hands. It's up to you. If I can bring you more glory through healing, then that's what I ask for. That's what I desire. But if your answer is no or not now, I know that your grace is sufficient for me. Ultimately, I want your will to be my will. I look forward to spending an eternity with you. But Lord, if you've planned still more for me to do here on this earth, I not only need and want your physical healing, Lord, but as a thorough, deep down cleansing and strengthening, a wholehearted renewal of all that I am. Because all that I am is yours. Use this trial to strengthen me from a what if faith to a no matter what faith. And no matter what, I choose to honour you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Rebecca Barlow Jordan. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit Accepting Jesus. Hope. It's best to start with what biblical hope is, as it differs greatly from the normal understanding of hope. The Wiley Online Library puts it this way. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. But in the Bible, hope is a confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in His faithfulness. The Bible tells us, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Romans 5:5. God is a God of hope. May the good God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Allow the following verses to instill in you a wonderful sense of hope. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107, 19 to 21. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. It's Proverbs 4:20 to 22. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. 5 verses on hope found in Jesus Christ. Hope healing testimony. 3 women share stories of hope and healing after abortion. Scientific evidence of healing. Does hope heal or simply sustain, encourage and uplift us while we are waiting with expectation for God's healing to come? According to a CNN report, How Hope Can Help You Heal, hope plays a role in blocking pain and helps respiration, circulation and motor function. Researchers are learning that a change in mindset has the power to alter neurochemistry. Belief and expectation, the key elements of hope, can block pain by releasing the brain's endorphins and enkephalins, mimicking the effects of morphine. In some cases, hope can also have important effects on fundamental physiological processes like respiration, circulation and motor function. According to Dr. Hidayah, clinical professor of psychiatry in Psychology Today, hope is critical in all healing. A book written by Jerome Frank, Persuasion and Healing, deals with this topic very effectively. Hopelessness is one of the cardinal features of depression, as is helplessness. Hope and depression are inversely correlated. Hope assists healing and can, in and of itself, cause healing. Hope can keep the patient engaged in the process of healing. Hope and healing research. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit Accepting Jesus.